You know, the intention of the panel is to have this a very basic overview. So hold on to your seat. Our 14-week semester is going to be in an hour and 15 minutes. So with that, we're going to talk about economic interest. We're going to talk about pool of capital, use of partnerships. We're going to talk about the basic oil and gas leasing transactions and how we finance oil and gas transactions through production payments, how we do purchase and sales, predominantly using like-kind exchanges. We're going to have a discussion of drilling and depletion issues. That being said, let me not take any more time of these great panel. I've got a great panel here today, and Dave is going to kick us off with economic interest and pool of capital.
Thank you, Danny. The topics I'm going to address are going to be centered on why do we care and what is it? And the why do we care in a general, from a very general perspective, is that these topics really form the beginning of the understanding of the fundamentals of oil and gas taxation, and particularly so with the concept of the economic interest, because holding an economic interest is the pathway to getting all of the special rules that apply to oil and gas taxation applicable. Absent the holding of an economic interest, the topic we're addressing wouldn't apply. We'd be talking about something else. We'd be talking about the taxation of contracts or the taxation of services. We wouldn't be talking about natural resource taxation. So I think of the economic interest as the gateway into the taxation of natural resources. So we care a lot whether one has an economic interest or not.